in terms of Kedusha, I wouldn't necessarily have chosen Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak is an Ola Tmima. Yaakov, Avram Avinu, his life starts for a search of God and ultimately does the ultimate sacrifice. And Yaakov Avinu is by far, his life is the most complicated of all of the Avos. So we're going to pick up in the Nesivos Shalom on page Kuf Pei Beis on the second column, right? On the second column. And he says, Parshas Vayetze, Parshaso She Yaakov Avinu, Ha'isekes U'misaperes Eich Yotze Yaakov El Olam Lasok Bolam Hazeh Ul Holid Vanim. Shehi Kula Chelek Mitarasun Shel Avos. What we learn from Yaakov Avinu, and what we're going to see is the expression of Kedusha for Yaakov Avinu, is particularly his struggles in Olam Hazeh. Kotev in Yonahi, HaKedusha Shimidaso Shel Yaakov. The crux of the matter is that Kedusha becomes the essence of Yaakov, as we say in Birchas HaMazon, Shenitkan al Apostle in Yeshayo V'Kedishu Es Kedosh Yaakov, Ki'inyin HaKedusha Misyaches L'Yaakov. Kedusha particularly is connected to Yaakov Avinu. And here, you have a fascinating Chassidus Shemaisa. A fascinating Chassidus, simple Chassidus Shemaisa, but a very fascinating one. U'Kesipur Mimoran, this is definitely Chassidus. Malkovich. There was once a tish, there was a Friday night oneg, and the Rebbe normally said Torah, and he refused to say any Torah the whole tish. He refused to say any Torah. B'sholoi se'alkach talmida Rebbe HaKadosh, Reb Shalom v'amerloi, ha'sab ha'kedisha, ki parsha zu melamedes lanu ha'tera, eich she'yakov avinu osak b'chol in yonu elam hazeh, Ech shebona bais veich shoyl debonim veich shesimi vesasakov imlovim veparshas hakudim nekudim uvrudim. So this entire parsha is all about Yaakov's hisaskus in olam hazeh. Shakol haya b'kedusha el yena. It was all done with an elevated approach to gashmius. Umikol zeh niya terak daisha, and that becomes terak daisha. What becomes Torah Kedusha is how you eat a bagel. What becomes Torah Kedusha is how you shmir the cream cheese. It's how you make the iced coffee. All of that becomes part of Torah Kedusha. L'lamdeinu derech kasher Yehudi oisek binyani gashmim kiroyu kiyos l'shma yisbarach hareyu yachol lahalois as the kol madregas hagvois b'yoyser ad sheniya miyem chelek ha-tor. That becomes part of Torah. This is one of the gifts of the Gedolei Chassidus to the Olam HaTorah, is this idea that people who had to be involved in what we're going to call shortly, in the Rebbe's words, Rishus, that many of them felt detached. To this day you have this phenomenon of many who were Zocha to learn in yeshivas and so on, and then they're no longer in yeshiva anymore. And there's a crisis right now in Eretz Yisrael with that phenomenon. That they're detached from the yeshiva, and then they feel that they're chas v'chalila nothing. What we're going to develop today is afuch. All of the avoda in the yeshiva is all a preparation. A lot of it is a preparation to how one's going to be osek birishus. It's all a hachana for rishus. And kedusha is not its pinnacle when it's in the base medrash, when it's Torah and tefillah, but rather kedusha is a different manifestation, as we're about to see. Seven lines from the bottom, that we refer to how Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoshana, save us, due to the way Yaakov Avinu split apart the pieces of wood. In Sifrei Kabbalah, all the sticks represent profound things, but the Rebbe is pointing out that it's not just the profound things that are central. What the Rebbe is pointing out is even the simple part of doing a parnasa al derech hakodesh, that in itself becomes the definition of kedusha. Top of Kuf Pei Gimel, and the Rebbe here makes a very, very important point. Vihine, yesh b'tayra gimel and yanim. Tayra could be divided into three different groups. Mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lois asay, vinyane rishus. We have the mitzvahs we have to do, the things that we're not allowed to do, and the things that are permissible. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a avera. V'gimel avos hakdoshes hem yisoidos l'gemel chalkei ha'Torah elu. And the three avos correspond to these three parts of Torah. Avram Avinu haisam midasam midas ha'chesed, shimidas ava. Chesed is all about ava, is giving. And we saw last week that Avram Avinu al pi kabbalah, that ava wasn't able to manifest fully into all of Klal Yisrael. What happened was that what came from that was also a Yishmael. But no question that Avram Avinu's his garvus takadosh baruch hu is Avram oyavi, as the pasuk Yeshayahu says. V'zui tarasu shel Avram ka'omer shekol ha'parshiyos shel Avram ki mesuper b'teira hein parshiyos shel chesed va'ava. V'Avram hu yisoid l'chol ramach mitzvahs asei shel ha'teira shesherasam midasam ava. The Gadlus of Nesiva Shalom is he's making references to very, very complex and profound ideas in Kabbalah, but he takes it and he does it in one simple sentence. This idea that Avram is mechuvan to the Ramach Evarim, v'chule v'chule, is based on Soda Yisodos, but he does it in a simple way. V'Yitzchak, shemidas amidas agvura, shemidas ayira. And Yitzchak is midas ayira, k'modach siv pachad Yitzchak. Gvura is about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices everything that we do. And that requires Gvura for us to have the strength to act even when it's not so easy. And Yaakov Avinu is the Yisod of Rishus. When he was holding on to Esav's ankle, it refers to holding on to that which is mutter. In other words, Esav representing Gashmias, yet at the same time to do it b'bchinas Yaakov. She Yaakov asa Torah b'chol inyani rishus. Yaakov turned rishus into Torah. Avram was the one who brought the midah of Ava down to the world of mitzvah saseh. Yitzchak brings down the koyach of Gvura. Yaakov creates the Torah of Rishus. And he has a beautiful raya. Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis, she Rishus. Even Yaakov's tefillah is Mayri, which is a Rishus. Ubebeis Avram Yisrael apostle vayokam Yaakov Yisrael banav es nashav al agmalim, etc., etc. Okay, so that is what is Kedusha. What Kedusha is defined by. Kedusha is not defined by a person simply being an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is taking that which is not necessarily obviously part of the Avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and using it as a form of Iskarvus to Kudsha Brichu. Lorze Yuvan Maimar, the bottom of Kuf Pei Gimel, first column. Kedoshem Kedosh Yaakov Sha'amer Rabbein Shalom Kadshenu Kimo Shimcha Kadosh Yaakov. Hare Mehechan Oysala Yaakov Kedushi Lo Shekizu Rachmas Sha'ato Kidash Imkein Kadshenu Gamoni. Umadua Nemer Zos Tafkal Yaakov Wai Yaakov Mishum Shizu Aysam Midasu Shal Yaakov Lisakein Uli Kadesh Kol In Yone Rishus. So that is definitely a tremendous inspiration that Hasidus gives us. That there's no part of our life that is done in a vacuum. There's no part of our life that's done in a vacuum. Every single part of our existence is all Avodas Hashem. K'maymar HaYadua, one of my favorite stories and the favorite story of many, is that the Rebbe Reb Melech and the Rebbe Reb Zusha were framed. And they were sent to jail. And they came into all there was stone walls and steel bars. And one other thing, a pail of excrement and urine. And they were with these hardened criminals. And the Rebbe Reb Melech began to cry. So the brother Zusha asked him, why are you crying? So unfortunately we've heard of people who've been... It happens. When I was preparing the story to tell over to Talmidim, I began to research instances where innocent people were framed and were sent to jail. And every single one of the stories was so horrible, I decided I couldn't say it over in public. Just the depth of when a person is falsely accused of something and then thrown, we have it, of course, Yosef HaTzadik. So he begins to cry. Why do most people cry? Is that? The Rebbe Reb Zusha turns to Melech, why are you crying? He says, I'm crying because I can no longer learn and I can no longer daven. And the Rebbe Reb Zusha said, brother, you're making a mistake. You think we can't be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now is the time we can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As great, if not greater, then we'd be able to learn Kabbalah, we'd be able to daven. You're right, we can't learn, we can't daven. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to be v'simcha, and we could always be v'simcha, wherever we are. And the Rebbe Reb Zusha begins to get up and dance in front of the pail of excrement and urine. And the Rebbe Reb Melech is inspired, and he shakes off the atzvos, and he begins to dance. And then all the hardened criminals are so taken aback, they begin to be mitzdarif to the rikud. And then the prison guards come running, and they're afraid now there's an uprising. So they kick the Rebbe Reb Melech and the Rebbe Reb Zusha out of the prison. That beautiful, beautiful Chassidus Shemaisa really, really exemplifies this point. And that is, we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, even if, God forbid, the only thing that's in front of us is that pail. Everywhere we are, we could serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is one of the greatest gifts that the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, this Yisoid already existed. The Baal Shem Tov was not Megala anything new. He said that over and over again. But what he was Megala was things that have been covered over. Things that have been covered over. Because in some ways, it's easier to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're Osek in Torah and Tefillah. There it's obvious. Nochach Pnei Hashem. We're right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to recognize that Kvoidei Mola Aretz, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there everywhere and that we have the ability to serve Him at every moment, that's the greatest gift that I believe that Hasidus, that the Baal Shem Tov was Megala, this Dover Atzafun, which was Yuduat to Kadmoinim. This was the essence of Yaakov. That's why the Chazal said Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. They didn't say Kedoshenu Kedosh Avram, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yitzchak. To finish off, the Rebbe then continues with a tremendous parallel, which he develops constantly in Parshas V'yetze. He has a few ma'amorim on this, but we'll just do the beginning of it. This is within this ma'amor, which is Tov Kedoshen Kedosh Yaakov. He has other ma'amorim where he explains the latter. And we'll just see the beginning. U'kakdom l'zakol zeh nemar Parshas Hachalom. Dihine Yaakov v'inu kashiyotzen v'er sheva ha'ya'achar samachim u'sham 63 years v'beis Yitzchak. 14 years by Sheva Ever, Sheva Osam Hashem Megil Madrega Al Yoyna B'Yoyser, Shnikra B'chira Avos, V'Niskadesh B'Kdusha Al Yoyna, K'mot Shal Kasav Chazal, Shoy Ben Pen Peidalit, he was 84, V'lo Ra Tumah Miyamav, he had never become Tameh. U'B'Kemruumaz V'Yishka Mokam Ahu, B'Mokam Shulisha Ma'at, V'Osam Mokam Shachav, Rashi says he slept for the first time in 14 years. U'Mesha Kol Hashem Malalu Hayi Kodesh Kadoshim, he goes out to the anger of the world. To go out to the anger, and you guys know what I'm talking about better than me. The anger, the tensions, the competition to make a buck and to survive. And it's only gotten worse as time has gone on. This is one of my favorite lines in all of Nesiva Shalom. V'alkein ne'emar v'yifka v'amokom u'kemaymer chazal b'keish lavor nasa oylem kulay k'min koysa l'fanav. Yaakov Avinu wanted to pass, and the whole world was like a wall to him. What does it mean, explains the Rebbe? What the Rebbe means, that Yaakov was Kodesh Kadoshim. Yaakov was Kodesh Kadoshim. He spent his entire life in yeshiva. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending in charona, to la charona shel olam. And there's this tremendous existential crisis that Yaakov Avinu is feeling. Continue to top of Kuf Pei Dalet. Shebazeh Herolai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Satshuva Al Masha Hayek Lo Yalev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the response. Ki Inyonei Olam Azehim Kisula Mutzav Artsa. The bagels and the struggle of Parnasav Ola Zeh Asher Roishoy Magia Hashemayma. It starts in the Gashmis and the Chomrius, but it goes all the way up to the heavens. Shalidea Adam Isaac Binyani Artsim Yochel Agia Madregas Hagvois Biyoser Ad Roishoy Magia Shemaima Shadafka Derech in Yonim Artsim Ashfelim Yichon Lisrome. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying with the Sula Mutzav Artsa is that the in order to reach Shemayim, in order to reach that Madrega Kedusha, you're going to have to Yaakov Avinu be Osek in Rishus. And by being Osek in Rishus, that's how you're going to be Meromein, your Avodas Hashem. First word online is Biyosa. With this, we'll wrap up.
Ukemaima Rebbe Kosh Magim Mezritz Mala Arts Kininecha Sha'olam Artsi Humale in Yanim She'ef Shabem Liknoso Yisparach Shemo.
Now, how do we do that? This is nice. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this Hasidisha, these beautiful Hasidisha ideas. The way in which we do it, the most important way, is through cognizance. It's about being aware. And being aware means that when I'm eating in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying a bracha to think about the words of HaMotzilachem and Arsh, just to appreciate how this bread came to be in front of me, just to think about the beauty, just to think about the amazing goof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, which is absolutely mind-boggling. And then also to recognize that everything I'm doing is a kli for Kiddushim Shemayim, how I act at work, and how I deal with difficult situations. Whether I view myself as being under attack, or the meat to attack, or I view myself as a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is in Yanei Rishus, that is Kedusha, and that's the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem. Yes.